You're listening to Morning Edition here on WVIA Radio. I'm Roger Dupuy, and this is Sports Voices. And we have a special guest today, WVIA News reporter Sarah Hofius Hall. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, Roger.
Glad to have you here. We will be hearing from Bob Ide later in the broadcast. He will be coming to us remotely. But Sarah is here today because we're talking about a special event here at WVIA next week. We will be hosting a live studio taping of Keystone Edition dedicated to legendary Lackawanna College football coach Mark Duda. And for those who have been following the story, Mark retired because he is facing a Parkinson's diagnosis. And this special broadcast will be all about Mark's life and career. But a lot of this comes back to Sarah's reporting on Mark's story.
So this fall, Mark announced that after so many years as coach of the Lackawanna College Falcons football team, that he had Parkinson's and that it would be his last season as head coach. And you know, Lackawanna has never had a football program without Mark being involved in some way.
Right.
The program started in 1993. He served as defensive coordinator for a year. And after that, he's been the head coach ever since.
And he has been such a mentor to so many people, and I know you've talked to some of those folks.
Young men, you know, who come to Lackawanna, they often need a second chance. You know, maybe their grades weren't good enough to get into a Division I football program. Maybe they just needed some structure in their life. And Mark has really been able to provide that for all of these years.
According to you, he has had more than 450 NCAA Division I athletes come out of his program and more than 25 players who went on to sign NFL contracts. That's remarkable.
It really is.
Yeah. You've met Mark several times. What is he like?
Mark has a real presence. He is very strong, but also very humble, very sincere, very, you know, ambitious.
Okay.
Just there is something about him where you can just tell how much he cares about the young men on that football team.
Right, right. And of course, he is a local. He's originally from Luzerne County, correct?
Yeah, he played football for Wyoming Valley West. He went on to get a scholarship to the University of Maryland. And then he was drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals and played five seasons in the NFL.
Wow, okay. So Sarah, tell me about some of the preparations that have gone into this special project.
So I've worked with WVIA producer and director Alexander Minnelli, and we have interviewed many people who, you know, either were coached by Mark, currently coached, you know, by Mark this last season, just people who know him. We spent time at Rocksteady Boxing in, in Old Forge.
Okay.
So Mark goes there 3 days a week, 90 minutes each time, and he is part of the program they have there for people with Parkinson's.
Okay.
So it's, you know, they box, and it's both a mental and physical workout that really makes an impact for anybody, you know, who's involved with that program.
Okay. Mark is 64, correct?
Yes.
And what do the next steps look like for him on a personal level?
Yeah, well, so he's staying at Lackawanna as, you know, a part-time athletic advisor.
Okay.
Lackawanna is going from the Junior College Athletic Conference to NCAA Division II this next year.
Mm-hmm.
So he will help oversee, you know, that, help with that transition, and really be there to guide, you know, all teams with whatever he can do.
Okay. And for the folks listening, if you wish to be part of the studio audience next week, go to our website, WVIA.org, where you will find information about how to obtain tickets for the live taping, which will be 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Wednesday, January 14th, here at WVIA's studios in Jenkins Township.
Yeah, and the show then will air Monday, January 19th at 7 p.m. on WVIA-TV, and you'll also be able to watch the show online.
Sarah, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Roger.
Okay, so we are here with Fox 56 Bob Ide, who is joining us remotely today. How are you, Bob?
I'm good, Roger. How are
good.
You?
I'm well, sir, and you would like to talk about high school basketball.
Yeah, we're getting into the crux of the league play in high school basketball throughout our area, and there's a big game coming up on Tuesday between rivals in the Lackawanna League Division II. They just happen to be border schools, as Riverside will host Old Forge in a key game between two of the best teams, really, that we have seen so far play this year. Of course, Riverside, led by Nico Antonacci, Division I recruit already, has some offers, even as a sophomore, from Syracuse, to name one.
Right.
And then Braden Rose has an offer from Syracuse to play football. So two Division I products on Riverside, going into the game, playing at a very high level as we expected, and pretty much dominating teams.
Okay.
Old Forge last year won the District 2 AA championship. They are led by Logan Fanning. He's a 6'5 center, and Cam Parker, a very good guard who can shoot from the outside. So these two teams, every time they meet, doesn't matter if it's basketball, bocce, or baseball,
okay,
to name some, throw out the records, because it'll be a packed gym and it will be loud and some really good basketball. That game will be Tuesday, live on my TV, WQMY, and Old Forge hasn't beaten Riverside in the last two seasons. So that's four straight games they lost, and this may be their best opportunity to beat their rivals just down the road.
Okay. What time is it at, Bob?
7:30 will be on the air with Doug Walsh and myself doing the call and the announcing with our great Fox 56 team.
Okay. Sir, anything else in terms of high school basketball you wanted to talk about at all?
No, just that, again, we're having league play. We started our schedule last week with a big game with Hazleton beating Crestwood in girls basketball, as Hazleton is a team that could be playing for a state championship in girls basketball 6A this year. Crestwood was right there at 5A. But in the game, Hazleton dominated Crestwood, led by 17, ended up winning by 10 in Mountaintop. So a big win for them. And I think we're just starting to see the best teams pull away, and some of the good teams, not the great teams, hanging in there, but just not getting to the point that they want yet as we enter into January. It's a long season, so some teams now have played half of their season already, so we have a good feel who's really good, and we'll talk about that throughout the season as we get into the crux of high school basketball.
Okay, Bob, thanks for being with us.
No problem, Roger.